Walmart's legal problems continue. The New York Times reports that a 3-year-old internal audit of the retail chain showed violations of child labor laws and other workplace regulations. And in Oregon, jurors were sworn in yesterday for the second phase of a civil suit. It charges that Walmart forced 140 employees to work overtime without pay. Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
In the first phase of the class action lawsuit, a federal jury in Portland found Walmart had indeed pushed managers at 18 Oregon stores to hold down costs by making employees work after they'd clocked out. This second phase of the trial will focus on just how many extra hours they worked and how much the company will have to reimburse them. Speaking before a gag order was imposed on the trial, lead plaintiff and former employee Carolyn Thebes says she's already satisfied.
I can tell you that my goal in doing this suit was not to seek money, but to get the company to change the way that they pay their associates and to provide them a work environment that sets reasonable goals.
Thebes says that by giving employees too much to do, Walmart basically forced them to work off the clock to meet managers' expectations, effectively securing a free labor supply. During opening arguments, the plaintiff's attorney explained there was even a nickname for people who told their managers to just put them down for 40 hours a week, the Over 40 Club. For 6 years, Thebes worked as a personnel manager, and she says she was coerced into deleting hours from people's time cards.
I had talked on many occasions with management telling them that we can't be working folks off the clock, we can't be taking away their overtime, we, you know, can't be doing a lot of these things, but those requests from me pretty much went unheard.
There are 38 similar suits pending against Walmart, but the Oregon case is the first to secure a verdict in favor of the plaintiffs. Walmart spokeswoman Christy Davis Gallagher says company policy is to pay employees for every minute they work, and managers who require off-the-clock labor could be fired. Speaking before the gag order, plaintiff's attorney James Potowski says he hopes the jury can be persuaded that unpaid overtime is a widespread problem at Walmart and not just attributable to a few rogue managers. But as far as damages are concerned, he has no idea.
What is most likely to happen here is that this jury will be asked only to find an actual number of hours, because there's no real dispute about how much people were paid per hour.
Petrowski says the judge will probably then use a simple formula to calculate the award.
Certainly we're hoping that the ultimate verdict in the case will be as large as possible, precisely because that's the way you discourage companies from doing what Walmart does. But there's not all that much room for this court to do that.
Indeed, many labor experts, like Portland attorney Paul Breed, think overtime laws are among the most flouted regulations in the nation.
The reason for that is that it does make financial sense for employers to skirt them. The penalties and liquidated damages that the laws do provide for in general have not been sufficient to deter widespread disobedience of the law.
Plaintiffs plan to present witnesses for the next 2 weeks, then Walmart will have a chance to respond. It could be 6 weeks before jury deliberations begin. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.